Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And while we're joined by Katie Kasbarian of the iconic restaurant Arno's down in the Quarter, who's here to talk about a special project that will go on over the Christmas holidays, welcome, Katie. But Katie, if you don't mind, I'd like to give you the opportunity to opine as well. I mean, you are a leader in the French Quarter. Obviously, the restaurant you represent, Arno's, is an iconic one as well. Your thoughts?
Well, hello. Thank you so much for having me. And hello, Walt. Nice
hey,
to
Katie,
hear your
you?
Voices. I have full confidence in the new administration in getting the city back where it needs to be. And I know that New Orleans and Company, with Walt in leadership and his team, will continue to champion for the city to continue to grow the economy and make it stronger. I mean, I think some things are easily achievable to get us on the right track. And, the city is amazing. The people are amazing and resilient. The culture of the city, doesn't change, and people want to take part of that. So I think with the leadership, we'll be back on the right track.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you joining with us. You thought about this special memorial to be done in the French Quarter over the month of December through the holiday season, and it's called Second Line in the Sky. Tell us about it.
Sure. We were all rocked by the events that took place on January 1st. It's sort of you watch these things sort of happening on TV. They're happening somewhere else, and you can't imagine that they would happen in your own community or on your front lawn. But it did happen, and the victims were taken from their loved ones. Most of those were in the prime of their life when they were just doing what we all do best in New Orleans, which is celebrating life. And I live on top of one of the buildings at Arno's, and so, of course, our property wraps around Bourbon and Bienville, and so my husband and I were sort of enclosed down here during that time, and it was just a very traumatizing scenario for so many people. The community did what it does best and sort of rallied together to support one another. But we did some fundraising, and we helped raise over $100,000 for the victims' families through the fund at Greater New Orleans Foundation. But obviously nothing like this can ever leave you, and the victims and their families have constantly been in my thoughts. And so I just started thinking about a temporary memorial to honor them back sort of early in the summer, which was, as you can imagine, sort of late in the game to be starting to try and do an elevated art display. But I had been inspired by sort of lighting displays all over the world that happened during December, particularly in London. And I thought that could just be just the thing that could honor the families and the victims. We could tie it in to New Orleans holiday festivities like what Walt and his team are doing with Holidays New Orleans Style and the Réveillon dinners that take place. And, of course, what happens at the convention center with NOLA Christmas Fest. And so we could use the lights in the French Quarter to sort of lure people down and see a sort of a, this temporary memorial. Of course, like I said, I had no idea how to make it happen. Was, I guess, just naive enough to think that it would be easy to achieve. And so I met Jenny West and Jason Richards, who are husband-wife team at Studio West, who have experience with sort of these installations, and they were crazy enough to come on board with me and took over creative direction, and they came up with the second line in the sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. And it's just, it couldn't be a better representation of, you know, the celebration in New Orleans, you know, which is used for the second line, of course, is used to celebrate life, death, gatherings, weddings, and sort of everything in between. So we have illuminated trumpets and umbrellas and mesh music lighting that's elevated over the first three blocks of Bourbon Street, and the hand-sewn, or there are hand-sewn prayer flags that symbolize the handkerchiefs that are commonly used in second lines. And we commissioned artists Babette Bellew and Margaret Crosby and Jan Gilbert to create these flags, and they actually spoke with the families of the victims to incorporate, you know, notes specifically from the families and quotes and pictures, as well as survivor messages. And we also commissioned Judy Cooper and Mel Tate, who are second-line photographers, to include their photography that represents the culture of second lines, and they're also displayed on the flag. So it just sort of embodies the New Orleans joyful spirit and sort of transforms the loss into sort of a collective gesture of hope and linking sort of the remembrance with the holiday celebration. And so we hope that people come down with their families and take a look at the installation, reflect, remember, and you know, and support the families during this time.
So the public lighting ceremony will be held on December 1st.
That's right.
At 5 p.m. And the first is, what day are we now?
Monday.
That's Monday, yeah.
It's Monday. Okay. So the lighting actually will take place closer to 6 p.m. If you're down in the area, please gather on Bourbon Street in the first three blocks to come see. You know, nothing like this has ever been done in the city before, or in the French Quarter specifically. It's obviously extremely challenging because you're dealing with public streets and private property and, of course, historic buildings. But the city really worked with us to get it done, and the businesses in the area have been really great supporters. So it's going to be a nice celebration on December 1st, and obviously we're going to honor the sponsors. This was all funded through public and private sponsorships, including New Orleans and Company was a lead sponsor, and the Convention Center, French Quarter Management District, LCM Health, Ochsner Health, Mrs. Benson, and the First Ladies Foundation. And I would be really remiss if I didn't thank All Star Electric, who is also a lead sponsor. They have donated all of their fees to install this so quickly, and it's really going to be amazing.
He is there all the time, for sure, truly a difference maker. So how many actual pieces? I'm reading through this, and I'm trying to visualize. So when we talk about the handkerchiefs and the prayer chiefs and all of that, how many actual pieces of art will be hanging in those three blocks?
So it's not one continuous string. So it's each block, and then it doesn't go over the intersections. But there's over 800 flags within each light, which is within each block, rather. There are, I think there's three umbrellas and two lighted trumpets with the mesh music notes. So it's in addition to other sort of like market lights that it's there. And so that illuminate the entire width of the street. And so it is an extremely impressive, creative design, an impressive installation. It's beautiful. It's breathtaking. The colors are all sort of reds and warm pinks to sort of, again, and sort of oranges also to kind of embody that sort of joyful, life-affirming spirit. And it's really something to be seen. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for it to be lit. And I encourage everybody to go to secondlineinthesky.com to read more about the information about the installation and the artist. And also follow us on Instagram at Second Line Sky, and please take pictures and post.
So, Katie, all I can tell you is you said you had a crazy production company join with you. I'm looking at your list of sponsors. You got a crazy list of sponsors as well. So
yeah, I mean, this
something to be very proud of for sure.
It was a Herculean effort, as you can imagine, to get this done so quickly. And I had many calls with Walt. I'm sure I turned on my most annoying self to get this done, because I just am so passionate about it. I think it's going to be an amazing memorial, and I'm just thrilled with the way that it's turned out.
Well, I've met you many times. I'm not sure I met the annoying self, but if it leads to these types of results, keep it up.
Okay, thank you. Always nice to have affirmation of annoying behavior.
Go ahead, Walt.
I was just going to say, not at all. I mean, at the end of the day, we really need to commend Katie and raise her up here. I mean, you know, people think see things like this happen in the community, and I think that folks believe that that these things just happen magically, and they truly only happen because people, you know, put their nose put their head down and just keep working and never give up. And Katie was far from annoying. I mean, persistence is not annoying. Persistence about things that you're passionate about is how
Absolutely.
Things get done. And, you know, this is going to be a beautiful thing, a beautiful tribute to a horrific event, one that I think will, you know, certainly, I hope, will lift up the community and keep those individuals who were the victims of this most horrific attack in our thoughts and prayers, and really create something beautiful for the community to rally around. And that is largely due to the dedication of Katie in making this happen. So we're happy to be a part of it. I know the rest of the sponsors are as well, but ultimately it takes someone to really get behind it and shove it forward. And we're grateful for her leadership and passion and all the other things she does for the community every day, besides running a world-class restaurant and putting that out to the world. So we're grateful for that and grateful to be able to share it with folks next week. It's going to be exciting.
And we folks in the listening audience, we have an obligation to bring it forward and make sure that we show up on December the 1st. The event starts at 5 p.m. The lighting, Katie said, will be around 6 p.m. when it's fully dark, but it will be on the first three blocks of Bourbon Street, and the installation will remain on view through January 18th of 2026. Katie, this thing just sounds absolutely phenomenal, exciting. Thank you so very much for putting the effort. And, you know, I know that you don't have much to do on a day-to-day basis, but, you know.
I'm thrilled. I think it's a wonderful addition for the holiday season. Again, if you can't come down December 1st, anytime during December, please come and take a look. And again, remember the families and the victims. And, you know, I love this community. I always will work hard for the community, for our city. And so I'm thrilled to see this become a reality.
Absolutely, and congratulations, and thank you so much. I think we're going to try to be out there on December the first. It should be quite the sight to see and the experience to see and in memory of those folks that lost their lives on that tragic day. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back with Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company, for his final thoughts. And have a happy Thanksgiving, Katie, as well.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.